I'm Robert Vries of the CEO Show. Welcome to Inside the Brand. This is a weekly show where you will meet the brains behind the greatest brands in the world. Our sponsor of Inside the Brand is EuroRSCG Discovery, a leader in advertising, marketing, and the communications arena. My co-host is Dennis Trajanos, who is at the intersection of executive recruiting and marketing. So now let's kick off and welcome our guests.
Hi, this is Robert Vries on the CEO Show portion of Inside the Brand, where we meet the brains behind the brands, and we're here today with Ed Reilly. How are you, Ed?
I'm terrific. How are you doing?
And I'm doing great, now that I'm here with you. And Ed, you are the president and CEO of the American Management Association, and in a sense, you are the steward globally of management and leadership principles. How are those principles changing in this dramatically transformational global economy?
Well, you know, I get a chance to travel around the world and deal with management teams in different cultures on different continents. I think I mentioned I just came back from Moscow. And one of the things that I find is that there are more similarities than dissimilarities in the drive and the ambition and the purpose of management teams all around the world. There are differences in the sophistication and the level of skill that their employees have, but the fact of the matter is this has become a globally competitive world, and the skills to compete and win are the same whether you're operating in China, Southeast Asia, or Western Europe, or for that matter, Eastern Europe.
Okay, we have Joyce Faulkner with a question.
Yeah, so to that point, one of the things I'm curious about is as the new millennials, we're calling them the millennial generation, as they're entering the workforce, this is the new workforce, this is kind of the future of the company, the country, the world. How are you staying relevant with this generation to attract them to the AMA brand?
Well, obviously, our content, it's very important to us to keep our content relevant and up to date. The people that teach for us are not academics, not to say there's anything wrong with academics, but they're practicing business people who are in the fight mostly every day. Most of our faculty only teach courses for 75 or 80 days a year. So the rest of the time, they're involved directly in business. They know what's going on. We've changed our technology platform. 60 or 70 of our courses now are comprised of blended learning. So there's distance learning before, there's distance learning after. There's Wi-Fi interaction going on in our classrooms, and so we've kept our teaching methodology relevant. And I think the fact of the matter is people just find what we do useful to their jobs and their job security when they get back to work on Monday morning. AMA is not in the theoretical education business.
Right.
We are in the behavior change business that give people skills generally agreed upon between the people who attend our courses and someone in their organization who's responsible for their performance and their career. And they come and pick up new skills, and they find that they're useful in building a stronger career inside their company and a better skill set for their whole lives.
In terms of new skills, Dennis Trajanos, you have a question, I notice.
Ed, welcome to the show. It's great having you here. It really is. Along the lines of Joyce's question, anyone who's been in the business world for any length of time knows that there's a fairly large chasm between education and wisdom. And it feels like the AMA really tries to give practical skills to the next generation of management. Can you give us a little bit more insight into the types of courses? Just give us little snippets that
Sure.
someone can walk away with, that kind of wisdom.
Well, there's one group of courses that I'm particularly fond of. We refer to them as the four C's, and they deal with communication skills, with creativity skills, with critical thinking skills, and with, what is the fourth C? Collaboration skills. When you stop and think about it, those types of skills were employed by senior managers in a management structure 25 years ago. We now expect that type of informed thinking from people throughout our whole organization. And we've seen a real uptick in the kinds of attendance that we see at programs like that. We've developed new programs to be able to be responsive to that. 8 or 9 months ago, we did a survey of 3,000 of our members and best customers and found that 78% of the HR people and the people responsible for talent management and development inside companies felt that they needed improvement in these four areas. And we've been working with the formal education system. There's a very strong movement called P21, Project 21, to develop those mm-hmm. skills in our students. I think it's important for the future of business efficiency in the United States and indeed around the world, that young people gain those kinds of skills, that they collaborate with each other. They're not individual performers in most cases. The days of having the luxury of organizing jobs and breaking them down into such small, defined units are over. That's one of the ways that we're expecting and getting the massive improvements in productivity that we've been seeing coming out of the economy, is people are expected and, in fact, do perform at a different level with more broadly based responsibilities.
You're listening to Inside the Brand, where you meet the brains behind the brands. This is brought to you by Euro RSCG Discovery. I'm Robert Reese, your host, and now another question for our guest, Ed Reilly, who is the president and CEO of the American Management Association, from Dennis Trianos.
Thank you. Ed, there is no shortage of new online training offerings out there. And one of the things that I sense about the American Management Association is that while you have offerings that are online and virtual, you highly value the face-to-face aspect of learning. Tell us about the differences of the experience of learning face-to-face versus online.
Sure. There are some forms of information transfer that work very well in asynchronous distance learning types of things. You need to learn 7 new rules of what to do in certain circumstances, or a new ruling in a court case. It's easy to graft that on to a body of information that you already have. AMA is largely in the business of teaching skills, and we think that all of the research, our own and other formal research, shows that adults learn largely by doing and by practicing. And so we like to bring people together. It is a expensive and time-consuming task, but it's one that we're committed to. And I think, in fact, when you look at some of the most ruthlessly evaluated education in the country, that which is taking place under the guise of business education, where people are paying a lot for this, close to 70% of the corporate education going on in America is still done in a classroom leader-led type of situation, which doesn't mean to say that there's not great advantages to pre and post and extended learning. Time on task is one of the principal factors in education. People need time to learn and absorb what we want to teach them. And so if you can extend that learning period by various forms of technology, that's good. But I think we find that if you want someone to gather skills, to make them their own, and to practice them in the workplace, they're much better off coming together and gathering, working with other people, and learning in context with each other.
Well, thank you, Ed. This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand. We've been speaking with Ed Reilly, who is the president and CEO of the American Management Association. We've learned about the 4 C's: communication, creativity, critical thinking, and collaboration. And those are the key to the future of your organization. Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute, brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of Euro RSCG Discovery.
How do you get to know 100 million individuals, one at a time? Welcome to the Marketing Minute. Generation Y and millennials are an even bigger audience than the boomers. And yes, your future depends on reaching them. But you can't do that efficiently through events and mass marketing alone. You need to reach young consumers individually. That takes 2 things: a database and the expertise to use it. At Euro RSCG Discovery, we have both. We're the only agency that owns the names of 100 million Gen Ys and millennials, and we've built robust segmentation models for both teens and young adults so marketers can reduce waste and increase ROI. In addition to our data analytics skills, we fuel powerful strategies to generate more qualified leads, drive sales, and optimize marketing spend. To find out more about data-driven youth marketing, go to www.insidethebrand.com. I'm Clive McLean, president of Euro RSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Inside the Brand. Remember to go to insidethebrand.com and you could listen to any of our shows, as well as if you listen to Inside the Brand After Dark, you could watch video clips of all of the CMOs, CEOs, and top marketers in America.